Well, good morning, children. So this morning, I'm going to be looking at a man in the Bible by the name of Joshua. Anybody know who that is? I'm sure you guys do. But so I've been reading about Joshua recently, and that's why I'm sharing about him this morning. And his character has been something that really stood out to me. Joshua, from what we hear about him in the Bible, he seems to be like a very energetic man. He seemed to be kind of like a go-getter. He always had faith in God, that God could... God would do his part when there were impossible tasks in front of him, and he always seemed like he had a good attitude towards God and just towards all the things that he had to do for God. And one of the places in the Bible that first talks about Joshua was when he was with the 12 spies that went to Canaan. And they went to Canaan to see the land because they were gonna invade it. And When they saw the land, they saw that there were guys in there about as twice as big as him, and there were big cities, and there was no possible way that the Israelites could actually conquer that. And that's why the 10 of the 12 spies came back, and they said, hey, we can't do this. They're bigger and better than us. But Joshua knew that God promised it to him, so he knew that they could do it, and he reported good. And then he became Moses' he became his second in command there. And then after Moses died, he was first in command, and then God led him into Canaan. And one of his first big battles was Jericho. You guys remember that story, how they invaded Jericho? And Jericho was like a really, really big city at the time. It was probably like, there could have been walls, their city walls were probably taller than the peak of this roof. They were probably really big. And Joshua obeyed God's command on marching around, and they conquered it. But then one of Joshua's biggest victories was when he conquered Canaan. And how he did that is what we're going to be talking about today. I'm going to read a story here, and it's called The Sun Stands Still. And then we'll share a little bit about the story afterwards. What piece of moldy bread the Gideonites showed to Joshua brought more trouble than he expected. Not long after he signed the treaty with them, they sent him an urgent message asking for help. They were about to be attacked by the five kings of nearby cities, and would he please come at once to save them? Come up to us quickly. Save us and help us, they pleaded, for the kings of the Amorites gathered together against us. These five kings had planned to attack Israel and stop their invasion of Canaan. So naturally, when they heard the Gideonites had made peace with Israel, they were very angry. Traitors, they called them, and set out to punish them. Hence, the Gideonites appealed to Joshua for help. This time, Joshua did not forget to ask God what to do. To his surprise, the Lord told him to go help the people who had deceived him. And go at once. By marching all night, the armies of Israel reached Gideon, and just in time. Taken by surprise, the soldiers of the five kings scattered in all directions. During the fighting followed two wonderful things. Two wonderful things happened. First came a sudden storm of hail, which beat down on the enemy, so that there were more that died from the hailstorm than which the children of Israel had slain by sword. Then, as the pursuit continued towards evening, Joshua saw that many would escape in the incoming darkness. He prayed that they would have more time to finish the job. He realized that this was the most important battle. If he won it, he could break the power of the Canaanites once and for all. His path to the sea would be open, and all of Canaan too. He must win it. Oh, for more daylight. Only if the sun would not go down. Suddenly he looked towards the setting sun and cried, Sun, stand thou still upon Gideon, and thou moon upon the valley of Ajar. And suddenly, just how it happened, I don't know, but the Bible says the sun stood still and the moon stayed until the battle was won. Hour after hour, when there would have normally been darkness, there was light. And suddenly, the sun continued to shine. In fact, the sun hastened not to go down, but the whole day. It just stayed where it was in the sky. There was no day like it before or after. The Lord hearkened to the voice of the man, and the Lord fought for Israel. Of course, everybody in Palestine knew about this and marveled at the long, long day. When they heard it happened just so Israel could defeat the five kings, they had little fight left in them. In the battles that followed, Israel had won succession of victories, so that Joshua took the land according to all the Lord had said to Moses. At last, when the fighting was all over, Joshua carefully divided the land among the people of Israel. To make sure everybody would be satisfied, he set up a committee of 21 men who would explore the whole country and describe it by cities in seven parts in a book.
This book would be, with this book beside him, he would cast lots for the land, and the various tribes accepted their portions that came to them. Then they were set off to start their new life in the promised land. There failed not aught of any good thing which the Lord had spoken to the house of Israel. All came to pass. So this story is something that really kind of really inspires me, and it's kind of like a, it makes me awe at the power of God. Before the story before this, I didn't read it, but it talks a little bit about Joshua. There were some people that showed up at the camp, and they were dressed in, and they were kind of like dressed in clothes like they were poor. And they ended up deceiving Joshua into thinking they were from a far-off country. Then they signed a peace treaty with him. And so, and then after the neighboring countries found out about this, they were really mad at him because they did this, because Israel was an enemy to them. And through that, they attacked him. And then Joshua, the Lord told Joshua that he needs to stand behind the peace treaty he made with them. So I'm sure that, I'm not sure if Joshua was too scared to go fight the five kings, but I'm sure there were some of the soldiers were probably a little fearful because Israel was one nation and they were going up against five different kings. So I'm sure they were probably outnumbered to some extent. But God came through for them. In the story it says how God killed more of them with a hailstorm than they actually killed by their sword. And then after they were going to escape in the darkness, God held the sun still so they could finish their job in the daylight. And so I looked up on Google a little bit about how big the sun is to kind of help you guys understand how big of a deal this is. And it said that the sun has a diameter of about 865,000 miles. And that's mind-blowing. I can't even fathom that. And to give us a little idea of how big that is, it says that it's approximately 109 times wider than the earth, than what we live on. So I think if you would combine all of us in here today and put up here on here of the places we've been, I don't think we've actually been to the whole, every spot on earth. And to think that the sun is 109 times bigger than that, and God held it still because he was going to fight for his people. And it's just, and it says he held the moon too, but the sun is a lot bigger than the moon. So that's kind of why I talked about that. But yeah, it's just a really mind-blowing thing. And it should give us a lot of confidence that if we do God's will that and we face trials in life and circumstances of that things that maybe ain't gone the way we want, that we should always remember that if God could hold the sun still for them, he can fix our little problems that we have today. And just like God did that for Joshua, he can do that for us too. But it wasn't like God just favored Joshua. I think that it was because God liked Joshua because of his upstanding character and his obedience to God's word. And Joshua was always believed in God. So then God favored him and did bless him. And just as God did all these wonderful things for Joshua and Israel, so can he do for us in our small little problems in life. So that's kind of what I want to leave you guys with and that you can remember in the next week to come, is that if God can hold the sun still for his people, he can help us with our little problems that we face today. So let's have a little prayer, then you guys will be dismissed. Dear Lord, we come before you this afternoon, Lord. Thank you for all your many blessings you place in our lives, Lord. We are truly a blessed people, and thank you for just all your, thank you for the good sunshine you gave us, Lord. Thank you for all the food we have. Thank you for the peace and safety we have in the country we live in, Lord. I just want to pray a special blessing on these little children here, Lord. I just want to pray that as they go about the next week, Lord, and live their lives, that when they face little things, that little irritations and little things that come up in their lives that are very real to them, Lord, I pray that you would just help them to remember and to call upon your name and help them to remember the story about Joshua, Lord, and how you delivered him and your people. So I want to pray all this in Jesus' name. Amen.